content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, my name is Maureen McDonald from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the June 2018 Walter Magazine. And we begin in the Raleighite section with an article titled Fine-Tuned by Samantha Grattan. Every guitar has its own distinguishing feature, be it the sound, color, or brand name on the headstock. Of those making guitars in the Triangle, each luthier is as different as the guitar he or she makes. Different backgrounds, different goals, and different perspectives. Each is bringing something new to the industry, from completely custom guitars based on the whims of their customers to a style of guitar that has not been commonly found in decades. Here, meet a few of them. When it comes to building guitars, Wes Lamb and Ben Mischel have a very specific style and sound in mind. Instead of building custom guitars, the two joined together to create Pre-War Guitars Company, named after the guitars commonly found in the late 30s prior to World War II. Customers choose between the different 30s-era models of acoustic guitars and then choose the level of distress they want, ranging from mint condition to heavy wear. These well-made guitars expertly appear well-worn, giving each guitar the look and feel of something that has experience. It's a difference that appeals to musicians more than collectors. Lamb says pre-war guitars are more of a player's instrument, not art, but a tool for musicians to make their art. To create the well-worn appearance, Lamb and Mischel intentionally add wear and tear to each freshly crafted instrument. When they first distressed a guitar after months of working on it, Mischel admits he felt like he ruined it. Luckily, the partner's friendship continually encourages them to have fun and take risks for the sake of their craft. North Carolina natives, Mischel was born in Charlotte and Lamb in Durham. After high school, both went to different schools for guitar building and luthery before returning to their home state to work on guitars. As with many guitar makers, guitar repair work supplemented much of their income, but they also had to work other jobs. Lamb in restaurant kitchens, Mischel building cabinetry. It's really hard to just make guitars, Lamb says. Finding a partner makes it easier. After each working separately on both guitars and their side jobs, in 2014, Mischel started doing subcontracting work for Lamb. By the fall of 2015, they formed the Luthier's Workshop in Hillsboro, and then Pre-War Guitars in 2016. I feel very lucky to be doing what I do, says Lamb. Mischel adds, I feel lucky to be making a living at it. They build about 12 to 15 pre-war guitars a month and have been conscious to remain diverse in their work. Lamb and Mischel are also part owners of Hybrid Guitars Company, a company that makes a combination instrument of a bass and guitar. Lamb continues his Wes Lamb Guitars instrument-making business. Each year, the duo also builds thousands of wood side panels in analog synthesizers for Moog Music in Asheville. Tim Benwer, a luthier from Creedmoor, knows one thing is certain when it comes to making guitars. It has to be a combination of look good and sound good. After a full career in law enforcement, Benwer retired as a police chief in 2012. About 10 years ago, he started asking himself what he wanted to do in retirement. His experience with guitars up until then consisted of minor repairs to his own guitars, bolstered by his perspectives as a musician. Since the early 70s, He's played acoustic and folk music in a band and at church, and his band has cut 2 albums and a Christmas record. To prepare for retirement, Benware decided to study with Dave Nichols at Custom Pearl Inlay in New York in 2010, taking classes in guitar building and advanced repairs. Benware estimates that he has built about 100 guitars now, each time matching the guitar to the musician who will later play it. He's willing to try just about anything when it comes to customer specifications and takes pictures throughout the process to show the guitar's progression. He likes the flexibility he has in adding proprietary designs and tones that differ from those found in standard manufactured guitars, but admits it is more time-consuming. "I think there's a proven difference," says Benware. "I know my customers well enough, and they compare the sound and they can hear the difference. It's clear." "I like having the people come in my shop and talking with them," says Benware. "A lot of my customers have become good friends. They enjoy it. I enjoy it." Classically trained in both playing guitars and making them, Andy Dancer specializes in classical and flamenco guitars. Different than a standard acoustic guitar, this type has nylon strings and is lightly built with finer woods that do not vibrate or resonate quite as much. Classical guitars, which originated in the 19th century in Spain, are also known for the rosette around the sound hole, an intricate design that provides reinforcement and beauty to the guitar. Dancer grew up in Durham alongside his twin brother, who also makes guitars in Austin, Texas. His father was a woodworker and stained glass artist, so he grew up watching him in the shop. Between earning his bachelor's degree from UNC Chapel Hill and later attending graduate school, Dancer took a month-long course to learn how to build guitars. His plan was to complete his master's degree in international education, but guitar making intrigued him most. "I was building guitars in my apartment in the living room," says Dancer, "and it was all I could think about." It wasn't long before he left the master's program to move to England and pursue classical guitar building through a 2-year program. Afterward, he did a year-long apprenticeship with esteemed guitar repairman Robert Jones in New York. In that time, Dancer learned more about guitar repairs on a variety of expensive and vintage guitars. "Building guitars and repairing are 2 completely different disciplines," says Dancer, who felt he benefited from training in both. He has built over 25 guitars, but most of his clients first come to him for repairs. In 2006, he returned to his hometown of Durham to be closer to his family and the great music scene in the area. He was active in a band and constantly found friends and fellow musicians who needed guitar repairs. Since then, he has continued to be busy with guitar repairs, but tries to balance it out with building guitars and also spending time with his wife and kids. Dancer is sure to prioritize. "My passion is building classical guitars." After a long career in pharmaceutical manufacturing, Dale Brown jokes that he went from drugs to rock and roll when he began making guitars and bought Zion Guitars. Wanting to own his guitar business, Brown contacted Zion Guitars to learn more about their process and ended up acquiring it in 2000. At that time, it was located in Greensboro, but he moved the business to Raleigh in 2001, where it continues to specialize in custom electric guitars. In regards to the manufacturing process of each guitar, Brown says, "There's a fair bit of art and there's a fair bit of science. It starts with selecting the guitar body shape, choosing the wood type, and then picking the hardware to go inside. The guitar neck, bridge, inlay, pick guard, and final color and finish are all customizable too. If you can think it, you can have it, says Brown. He prefers to meet his customers and see them play in person so he can design a guitar that best suits their playing style. People have come from all over the world to begin the process, and when they are done, Zion guitars have been shipped to faraway places like Hong Kong, Hawaii, Indonesia, and Italy. While he spends most of his days building or sometimes repairing guitars, he most enjoys working with the people. It's a very interesting business, it absolutely is, and you get to meet some really nice people. Anytime you get together with somebody, you learn, says Brown. That's something I like to do. And from working with wood to working with metal in the Our Town Spotlight, with an article by Rebecca Gennard. The metal transforms under her skilled hammer strikes, yielding easily in its malleable state. She guides the molten steel into precise tapers and graceful curves with only a few controlled blows. Meanwhile, attempts by one novice result in misshapen tortured metal, as if to prove her deftness. Today's goal is to fashion a hook, and though the beginner's metal is too thin in spots and oddly misaligned, it is hook-shaped, so that's something. Besides, she is a master craftswoman at the helm of an all-levels blacksmithing class. The craftswoman is Mary Catherine, or MC, Floyd, one of the co-founders of ShopSpace, a forging and fabrication studio in the Boylan Heights district of downtown Raleigh. Floyd teaches evening classes in metalwork, along with her husband and co-founder, Dave Nicolay, and fellow metal artist and other co-founder, Lucas House. There's also a fourth co-founder, Bill Knight. They regularly welcome world-class craftspeople and intrepid beginners alike to the shop, ushering them into a well-stocked, no-judgment place for learning. ShopSpace's four co-owners, co-founders, all share a dedication to their craft. Lucas House, a native of Western North Carolina, moved to Raleigh to attend NC State's College of Design in 2002, when he also joined artist co-op Ant Farm Studios after graduation. He opened his metalworks business, Iron House Forge, specializing in custom-designed commercial and residential pieces. Through the years and the ups and downs of small business ownership, House kept in touch with College of Design classmate Dave Nicolay. For his part, Nicolay applied his design training to work as a general contractor, specializing in historic restoration. Nicolay often borrowed House's shop tools and space for projects. Worlds collided in 2009 when Floyd traveled to Raleigh for the installation of her honeycomb sculpture in the now-closed Busy Bee Cafe restaurant. Nicolay was friends with the restaurant's remodeling contractors and helped Floyd install her sculpture. At the time, Floyd was a blacksmith's apprentice at the National Ornamental Metals Museum in Memphis, Tennessee. After the Busy Bee project, the two dated long distance for a while, before Floyd returned to her native Raleigh, married Nicolay, and wound up in a studio at Ant Farm, collaborating with House. The trio spent a lot of time in the metalwork studio, imagining a place open and inviting to the community. House and Nicolay were inspired by the shop they had access to as students at the College of Design, and were determined to provide Raleigh with a similar space where people could be creative with metal. Luckily, House had his Iron House Forge studio, and he was willing to have it do double duty. In 2016, the shop space idea was born. Longtime friend and supporter Bill Knight joined the team to help get the space up and running. ShopSpace accommodates a range of metalwork expertise. If you've always wanted to give the work a try, There are 2-hour beginner classes in blacksmithing and in fabrication. Then, as your skill and appreciation for safety grow, you can sign up for open shop time to work on an independent project. Nicolay says that in the year and a half since Shop Space opened, over 700 students have crossed the threshold. They need more space. In the fall, the team will move out of its current 1,500-square-foot ant farm spot and houses professional studio to an 8,000-square-foot warehouse on Capitol Boulevard. The extra room will allow the trio to teach a wider range of classes and offer memberships for anyone interested in coming and going freely during regular business hours. Most of ShopSpace's clients are not craftspeople, according to Nicolay. Their careers are a little more desk-oriented, and this is an outlet for them, he says. On a recent Thursday night class, for instance, there were a number of software engineers. There was a young married couple who delighted in learning a new skill together, and a gentleman who hopes to someday repurpose railroad ties into a set of oyster knives. Floyd began class that night by informing the group that at 1,800 degrees, metal behaves like clay in the malleable state. It turns out that's only after you've practiced a few times. Clay willingly acquiesces to pressure, and for a first-timer, metal stubbornly refuses. But Floyd demonstrated how to make the hot metal accede. The class eagerly set to work, trying to influence the metal in the same way. Despite the outcome, the challenge was addictive. As class wrapped up, most students lingered, not seeming to want the experience to end. The beauty of Shop Space is that now there will be an opportunity to try again soon. And our town shop local. We gather our local products like squirrels gather their nuts, says Rachel Pusateri Riddle, who founded the Local Squirrel 2 years ago. The shop in Cameron Village stocks local products, gifts, home decor, and jewelry. Riddle is a Raleigh native and Meredith College alumna with years of retail work under her belt, and she pays homage to both of these places in her own space. Place, she says, is a priority in more ways than one. I'm inspired by our local makers and what they're doing. Location is what most is important, and Cameron Village was the ideal location. I wanted to bring a lifestyle boutique to the village. Riddle says she's proud to showcase local artists and makers. They account for 70% of the store's merchandise. Wares include Raleigh-based Porchfly clothing and Pepper Train jewelry, as well as national labels Rifle Paper Company and HGTV's Fixer Upper Magnolia home line. The shop's vibe is rustic and eclectic, with everything from the perfect gift for a bride to trinkets suited to bedside tables. We try to highlight what Raleigh and the South are doing. I read a lot, and I'm always traveling and looking for what's new. Riddle says she's been surprised and excited by the many collaborations going on around the shop, such as neighboring sidewalk sales and special trunk shows. We really thrive on community. I've noticed that the store has become a landing spot for people to just stop by and say hello. If you want to stop in and say hello, the shop is at 2012 Cameron Street, or you can visit thelocalsquirrel.com for more information. And on duty in our town, some might say that Casey Gallus is a jack of all trades. He's not only a friendly face behind the counter in the morning at Lucette Grace Patisserie in downtown, he's also a singer in the 919 band, performing at events and weddings locally. Oh, and he's a cast member of STEM the Musical, a local educational program for grades K through 8. But to him, he's just slinging coffee and providing delicious treats to Raleighites. His almost two-year gig at Lucette Grace began with an Instagram job posting, and Gala says he's grateful to be in the thick of the action as downtown has evolved the past few years. "I don't necessarily know what everyone does or even their names, but I recognize them, and that makes you feel part of a community." Along the way, he's come to believe in the power of pastry. These are the people here every day, and we get to offer that little piece of delicious for them. You only get so many chances to eat during life. Why waste it? His personal favorite treat is hard to pin down. People ask me my favorite thing to eat at Lucette Grace 30 times a day, and it always changes. "Right now, it's the ham and cheese croissant with a cup of soup," he says. You can catch him behind the coffee bar most mornings, and he says he loves the flow of professionals stopping in for their regular coffee or croissant. In the morning, it feels like the genuine working lifeblood of the city. Gallus considers Lucette Grace his side work, meant to supplement the music and the education, but it's come to be a meaningful, rewarding part of his days, he says. From his side of the counter, Gallus observes important community moments, job interviews, first dates, team meetings. We're much more than baristas or pastry ambassadors. We're weaving into this fabric of life downtown. And in our town game plan, Joe Kwan was born in Korea, raised in High Point, and has traveled near and far. It's downtown Raleigh, however, that he returns to after months on tour with award-winning and multiple Grammy-nominated band, the Abbott Brothers. And he doesn't just live in Raleigh. He's deeply involved in its growth and development. The cellist most recently performed at Blue Cross Blue Shield's first annual Thrive NC Festival at City Market, for example. He says it was a no-brainer to contribute with a performance of Joe Kwan and Friends at the culinary event supporting statewide hunger relief. All of my friends in the culinary world were going to be part of it, so it made sense for me to sign on. It was an easy decision. Like music, food is a central theme in Kwan's world. He's also part of the artistic team for the upcoming East Raleigh Food Hall Transfer Company. The space will include vendors like Pearson Street Bar, Local Seafood, and Saxapahaw General Store. Kwan says he's looking forward to a spot that will heed the growth of this often underserved side of Raleigh. Downtown and East Raleigh are two demographics that might not cross paths without something like Transfer Company. Hopefully we can create cross-communication through food that wouldn't naturally occur. Despite steady travel and juggling multiple projects, one of Kwan's favorite things to do, he says, is stay at home. We're on the road a lot, so when we're home, we don't want to leave. We love hosting people and gathering around the table. He and his wife, Emily, customize their downtown Raleigh home with intentional spaces for entertaining and hosting. It's such a communal thing to share memories around food. And in the Raleigh Now spotlight, we're expanding the range of arts experiences people can have on the North Carolina Museum of Arts campus, says the museum's director of performing arts and film, George Holt. He's been curating the summer concert series, for example, for over 20 years. Performers this year include a pop group from Paris, France, and a folk duo from Charleston, South Carolina. Finding talent from across the world is not something Holt and his team take lightly. Diversity is a major goal of ours. We hope to have an eclectic program with plenty of groups and genres represented. This summer's concert series has performances July 12th at 8 p.m., Lake Street Dive with Madison Ward and the Mama Bear, July 28th at 8 p.m., An Evening with the Mavericks, August 1st at 8 p.m., Father John Misty with Jenny Lewis, August 3rd at 7:30 p.m., Kishi Bashi and Jake Shimabukuro, and lastly, August 4th at 8 p.m., The Paris Combo. For tickets and more information, visit ncartmuseum.org/calendar for more information. In the Triangle Now spotlight, summer is a veggie lover's haven. Check out these farmers markets for your seasonal needs. Midtown Raleigh Farmers Market pops up every Saturday until November 3rd, 8 a.m. to 12 noon on the Commons, Main at North Hill Street. In partnership with Abundance NC, visit Apex Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. to 12 noon for local goodies. They're at 220 North Salem Street in Apex. Farmers flock to Fayetteville Street on Wednesdays for this seasonal market through October. Enjoy fresh produce, live music, and other treats like baked goods and desserts. It's at the Fayetteville Street Plaza from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Wednesdays. Visit godowntownraleigh.com/farmersmarket for more info. Or the State Farmers Market is open every day of the year. For instant gratification, you can enjoy produce right on your plate at their adjacent Farmers Market restaurant. Monday through Saturday, 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're at 1201 Agriculture Street. Visit ncagr.gov/markets for more information. And finally, you can let the dogs out at Dix Park June 23rd when the Pop Pup-Palooza Temporary Dog Park takes place. Pets are allowed off-leash across a 4-acre span of the park for this special event, with optional group games and activities throughout the afternoon. If you don't want to roam alongside your pup, there are food trucks, Durham-made Loca Pops popsicles, and local beer to keep the humans occupied. There's also a slew of vendors geared toward animal lovers, including Bon Appetit Bakery, Twilight Meadows Mobile Vet, Pupcakes, various area pet stores, and the SPCA of Wake County. It's safe to assume they're barking up the right tree. We've run out of time for today's episode of Walter Magazine. Be sure to tune in next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Maureen McDonald for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138.